asking more, you. You're asking too many questions.
Just for the record, my name is actually just Piers Morgan.
What's wrong with saying Free Palestine? Piers, can you say free Palestine for me?
I think.
Piers, can you say Free Palestine for me?
If you stop shouting, yeah.
I want you to say it.
Yes, I'm happy to say.
Okay, yeah. I'm not going to shout.
If you just,
Mr. Piers Morgan.
If you just keep quiet, I can answer your question. Yes, I'm very happy to
I'm
say that.
I'm never quiet, Piers.
Sorry, you're still talking.
I'm never quiet.
Okay, but try.
I'm never
otherwise,
quiet,
I can't.
Piers. I cannot.
You ask me to
up.
Do something. If you don't shut up, I can't give you the answer.
Oh my.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, I'll shut up for you.
I absolutely believe that Palestine should be free. Yes.
Oh, okay. And how are we going to do that, Piers? Give us the answers, Piers Morgan. Give us the fucking answers. Yeah, how are we going to make Palestine free?
Yeah, if it was as simple
as how are we going to do it?
If it was as simple as me just giving a simple answer now, it would have been done by now. It's a very complicated issue. But let me ask you again. Seriously, why did you do what you did to Alec Baldwin? And what did you hope to achieve?
Alec Baldwin, look at me. Piers, honestly. Piers, look at my body. Look at this. Look at me. Piers, I was maimed by a white man.
Listen, I understand you're a performative artist. I understand you're trying to make everybody laugh.
You've made
your joke about your terrible maiming.
You're a satellite, you're lashing me.
Right, okay, I'm not lashing you.
This is the third white man to beat me this week.
Right.
Third white man. Yesterday, my white boyfriend beat the shit out of me. This is the third white man. Monday was Alec. The second day was another white man. Third day, Piers Morgan is beating me up on international TV.
You, motherfucker, this what you did to me. You thought my phone was a gun prop. He tried to shoot bullets from my phone. Alec, you're here for me. You're here for my lawyer, Alec. Oh, they busted white bitches up in the streets. Oh my God, Alec Baldwin. It's only Wednesday.
Okay, let's go. Why are you going in here and calling all the white people in here racist?
No, I'm calling them dumb Republicans.
No, you're calling them racist.
Yeah,
you're calling
the white people are racist. All white people are fucking racist.
Why are you trying to instigate violence right now?
Because I'm black and I like violence.
Yeah?
I'm an animal. I'm an animal. I'm a black animal. I'm a black animal. Let's kill all white people. Yeah, baby.
Biden 2024?
Biden 2024?
Right,
we're not Biden 2024.
Dragon
Biden 2024, baby! Dragon Biden 2024, bitch!
Hey, you ever seen performance art? Obviously not, because...
This is my manager! My fucking manager!
This is called
my fucking manager! Fuck the white people!
Crackhead
and Barney. I'm a motherfucking animal, bitch!
Hey, I'm in love with y'all. Y'all ever just think that... Allegedly, of course. You ever just think that, like, Alec Baldwin's just, like, the white O.J. Simpson? Think about it. Think about it. Like, we know he did it. He knows he did it. And he knows that we know that he knows he did it. Like, but he's skating. Somebody else is taking the rep for him. That Rust Armorer is getting fucked. She's going down. Poor chick. Feel bad for her, actually, because she seems like she did everything right. I got all the trial video and footage archived and go watch that. I feel really bad for her. But, like, you know, he's kind of just like the white OJ. He even got stopped and he was driving his white Bronco and got yelled at by all those protesters on that, like, little random road, like, 3 years ago. Also, side note here, bros. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but go watch Pluto Nash with Eddie Murphy. Don't let the bad reviews scare you off. It's a really good movie. It's great, and Alec Baldwin's in it. But everybody's seen this story. We're mainly here just, you know, watch the clip, have a couple laughs, and, you know, see his response. After that last story and how it ended, I wanted to give you guys some kind of ha 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 ha. So let's get into it, right? Exclusive. New Alec Baldwin video sheds light on clash with protesters. Whoa. Published April 23rd, 2024. Updated same day. About 3 minutes apart. fixed a typo. Let's check this out. Hold on. Oh, that's the video. We'll watch that in a minute. Said, I assume most of you seen it. Oh, new footage of Alec Baldwin being confronted in public by a former, by a supporter, my apologies, supporter of Palestinian people. Palestinian people? Why didn't you just say Palestinians? Anyway, has been shared exclusively with Newsweek, shedding further light on the incident. On Monday, performance artist Crackhead Barney, a real high-caliber artist of our time, Crackhead Barney. Wow. With Newsweek shedding further light on the incident, Crackhead Barney, who has declined to share her real name, that name's way better. I hope Crackhead Barney and Anti-Semitic Elmo are homies. If you don't know about Anti-Semitic Elmo, go to YouTube. Enjoy the clips. Moving on. Actually, they would be friends. Wait a minute. I'll touch on this one later if I remember it, actually. Moving on. The clincher, her real name, shared footage of herself repeatedly shouting at the screen star to say, "Free Palestine!" in order to be left alone. Quote, "Alec, can you please say 'Free Palestine' one time? Hit me with the one time, Alec, do for the vine!" Which is coming back. I called that. It's going to happen. Google it. They updated the app, how the app looks like, about a year ago now. And it, on Android, the Vine app is back on the App Store, but it's just a splash page. But there's something going on with it. In further footage shared with Newsweek on Tuesday, Baldwin is seen walking into Maman Cafe in the Greenwich Village neighborhood of New York City. It's always New York City. At around 4:45 p.m. on Monday, As Barney approaches him, "Hey, Alec, why'd you shoot her?" Anyway, God, as Barney approached, that's the fucking most horrifying sentence. You're in an alley where you get cornered by fucking Blobby and fucking Barney. Oh, you're fucked. The Teletubbies are just behind them. We're like bad. Just they're fucking goon squad. Barney approaches him outside the building. Quote, Mr. Baldwin, say Free Palestine. Barney, who is known for her ambush interview style, told the actor, "Can you say Free Palestine?" Barney voice is stressful. "Just say Free Palestine one time and I'll leave you alone," Barney reiterated. Yeah, no. Again, even if I was pro-Palestine, you wouldn't get me to talk. I would in fact say the opposite. I even talked about this the other day. I bought some I Support Israel shirts for the shitpost. Again, you guys listen to my show long, and you guys know for years I've shit on Israel and Palestine. I have zero interest in either of them. But a Palestinian t-shirt just wouldn't piss off the people like pissing off, so, you know. For the lulz and the kek, got that Israel shirt. It's just like two handshakes. One's an American flag, one's an Israeli flag. Oh, yeah. But no, fuck you. I absolutely would not. You couldn't get me to do it. Because my freedom and what I can do is not based upon you making me say something. I'm just going to walk off. And if anything, I'm going to put my phone out and film you and then let you guys see people like her flipping the fuck out on me. Because that's entertainment and, you know, it's a mutually parasitic relationship. Cloud off me, cloud off her, we film each other. I'm kind of boring because I'm not doing much other than filming while she's screaming, yelling all kinds of questions at me that I ain't going to answer while I casually walk sipping my coffee. And then if she touches me, it's on camera, and whatever follows is self-defense. Of course I don't want it, you know. Barney's a friend of mine, and he came from my imagination. By the way, fuck Barney. Barney is a shitty plagiarized version of a movie from the 1950s called Harvey the Rabbit. If you haven't seen Harvey the Rabbit, it's got that guy from It's a Wonderful Life. And his best friend is like a 6'9" invisible rabbit. It's great. Have you ever seen Who Framed Roger Rabbit? And he goes, it's my friend, Harvey. That's what the reference is. It's so good. Go watch Harvey the Invisible Rabbit. It's great. I got it on a burned VHS tape with Howard the Duck from CBS in 1992. Yeah, I got the multi speedway ads and everything in it. Nice. Having older siblings is kind of cool for one reason. Old VHS tapes that are just like them recording TV shit. The ads, man. Maybe I'll upload some of it on like a secret channel with no connection to me. I'll upload like my home videos I got for the archival reasons of it. Moving on. Barney reiterated, let's call the police, Baldwin said to the staffer, as I really feel bad for the staffer in the video. Like, I don't feel bad for Alec Baldwin. I kind of feel bad for the staffer. We'll get into that later, perhaps. Baldwin said to the staffer as he walked deeper into the cafe with his phone in hand. In a statement, Barney, who accused Baldwin of eventually locking her out of the cafe, told Newsweek that the... Oh, okay, first off. Yeah. Probably. I've worked in bars. I've worked in restaurants. I've also been in cities besieged by similar IQ'd individuals such as Barney here. Where it's just violence and chaos in the streets. Businesses will lock their doors. To protect their customers and their staff. And also, it tells the insurance company, if they turn in the video camera, like, we did the best we could. We called the cops and locked the doors. It happens. Same thing when there's a tornado. It's not always because of riots. Sometimes there's a tornado. You know, you get in, they'll lock the doors with the customers inside. It makes sense. It probably wasn't Baldwin who locked the doors, because, you know, I don't think he has the key or anything, but, you know, that's kind of funny. Or, you know, whatever. But moving on, I mean, it's completely rational. Like, when we watch the video, if you haven't seen it, this woman's pretty rough. And then, like, me, I had no reason to believe that she would hit him. But for someone who doesn't deal with hyperbolic assholes and, you know, crazy bitches with Instagram followings, you know, you don't deal with these individuals or come across them, you're gonna be caught off guard and probably think this chick's being like violent when really she's just trying to like goad you. But I'm a big Andy Kaufman fan, so you know, I kind of can vibe it. Plus, again, if you hit me, I'm gonna be filming. So continue on. In a statement, who accused Baldwin of eventually locking out of the cafe, told Newsweek the purpose of the confrontation was to highlight the entertainment industry being, quote, largely silent on Israel's ongoing war with Hamas. Why? First off, I remember during the pandemic, and like it reached a height during the pandemic. But during the Trump years leading up to the pandemic years, I wanted celebrities to shut the fuck up. Like, I wanted them to shut the fuck up. Do you know how tiring it was? At first, honestly, it hurt my feelings a little bit, because you know, you got all these actors you really like. Right? You grow up liking them. Luke Skywalker. Fucking Ron Perlman. You know, Piss Hands Ron. You got all these actors that you really like. Right? And, you know, you knew him from the day when being a celebrity was still, like, a mystique. A prestige fucking thing, right? And now, it's not. These guys are on Instagram. They're everywhere. They pollute the world with their fucking opinions. And the problem with it back then is, like, you know, you like a lot of these actors back in the day. These comedians, these musicians, whoever. Celebrities in general. But then in 2016 or 2020, you chose the wrong candidate. Or maybe it wasn't even that. Maybe you just disagreed with the wrong policy. And you're being told, oh, fuck you. You're a fascist. You're evil. You should be arrested. Look at the crazy shit Madonna said. Like, look what Johnny Depp was saying. Like, you can pull up all kinds of crazy shit that celebrities fucking said that they were going to do to the president, do to the country, do to Trump, do to Trump voters. All this crazy shit. It went from, I'm going to leave Canada, to I'm going to single-handedly lead some sort of weird celebrity cult revolution against the fucking government. You know, some stupid shit with these celebrities. I could not fathom wanting more of their opinion shoved down your fucking throat. I just couldn't fuck. Like, what makes you want that? These Palestinian people, like, this is why I give them so much shit, right? Because, sure, on, like, one hand, you got people like, what's his name? Not Scott Presser, but, you got, like, some people who have, like, really well laid out thought arguments and historical arguments about why Israel or why Palestine. And those people are interesting, right? They're kind of boring unless you're looking for that topic, right? Or unless you care or you want to know more. But then you get people like Barney here, or the person who yelled at Eric Adams, where it's like, you don't know anything you're talking about. You're just entertainment value. And that fact alone makes you both, like, really appreciate them, and on some level grateful they exist because of, like, the amusement you get. But it's also, like, this, it's like this sour aftertaste. It's like having the world's most delicious candy. It's like a tart, delicious tart candy. But then there's, like, this just really awful. Like, it goes from, like, tasting, like, the most magnificent candy you've ever had to, like, earwax. Just bitter and nasty and shit. Don't think too hard about how I know what earwax tastes like. We all were 5 or 6 once, and, you know, what's this on my pinky? Anyway. You know, and you're just sitting there, it's because there's this knowledge of some larger systematic failure. And it's like in the education system, it's in the news industry, it's in the connection between the federal government, news, and education. And there's just this, like, series of things that mix to create this confused individual that you're laughing at because of their fucking stupidity. And they're yelling at people you don't like, which makes you laugh even harder. But at the same time, this person's blowing up for 2 reasons. One, because they're yelling at somebody most people don't like. And two, because they're entertainingly retarded while they do it. And the knowledge that you're laughing at them because of what they're saying is so funny, but also you're laughing at them because of how uninformed they really are. There's a sour note to it. I'll quit moral fagging, but there's something there to that. I feel bad for these people, but I also can't stop fucking laughing at them. I don't even feel, like, bad for them, because most of them were the no jab, no job types. And they're going after the people largely who cheered them on and supported them for almost 10 years. But there's just this... It's the same reason why I can't watch those men on the street, Gen Z or millennials, don't know anything. And they were like, oh, so what ethnicity was Abraham Lincoln? Oh, man, people don't know this, but he was actually a Care Bear. And the guy's just like, yes, I can't watch those. I laugh for the first, like, 3 of them, but then I'm like, oh, this hurts. I gotta change it. Moving on. Quote, my performance art is confrontational media, is a statement about the double standards of society in the U.S., Barney said. Quote, as the U.S. supports Israel in the genocide. I want this as, like, Midwest, you know, Rust Belt emo. My performance art is a confrontational media. I could hear Social Repose scream this in a park. You know? She got that feel to it. Double standards, it's U.S. society. Yeah. Oh, man. Remember, kids, if you're like that, it's down the river, not across the bridge. Moving on. Listen to Logic. You know, I'm sure he's got that one song with the 1-800 number on it and whatever. Moving on. As the U.S. supports Israel in the genocide of Palestinians, here are some powerful people maintain a facade of politeness and dignity while we export death and terror around the world. Yeah, I mean, there's a granule there. Again, you don't fully get it, and whoever wrote this response for you, not bad. Not bad PR, but PR is still just propaganda for propaganda. The problem here that I'm noticing is... I lost my place. Genocide, Palestinians, powerful maintain a facade. you're just kind of going with it. They're actors. You're not singling out a politician. You're singling out an actor who has no power to change a fucking thing. He's an actor. An actor whose star is, like, dead right now. Like, it's faded. Russ comes out, that's gonna be, like, the last hurrah that dude gets. And that's only because it was in its final stages of production. Doing the last couple of shots when he shot that chick. So it was like, they got what they needed to finish it, basically. And with CGI and AI, they're just gonna finish it up. So it's like, you're not, though. And again, Alec Baldwin shot and killed a woman who was Jewish. Isn't that, like, I don't know, like a brownie point to you assholes? Like, I'm just trying to figure it out. Like, the chick he killed was Jewish. And I'm pretty sure the actor who also got shot was Jewish. Like, the two people who got shot, they both were Jewish. So if anything, you're yelling like the one guy. I'm not, like, an advocate or anything, but, like, going to follow his thought process, shouldn't you be, like, buying his coffee instead? I'm just saying, like, you're yelling at a fucking nobody. A has-been. Like, this, like, look at him now, and look at him in Beetlejuice. Like, that's a prime example of how his career went in the last 10 years, just condensed over a couple decades, just, you know, condensed down to 2 photos. Great shit. Like, honestly, he kind of peaked at around 30 Rock, I think. But I never really think 30 Rock's alright. Wow. Largely silent, but they're not. Actors are some of the most outspoken people about the dumbest shit they don't know about. Amendment protests and calls for the U.S. to support and the support of Israel and the entertainment industry has largely been silent. You had a bunch of actors and voice actors quit. Like, the chick who voices Bart Simpson, she quit her job because of, like, pro-Palestinian people she worked with. And the people kept their jobs and they allowed the chick who voices Bart Simpson to, like, leave a bunch of jobs. I don't think it was the Simpsons, but she left, like, a bunch of jobs. So I'm just saying, like, what? And we do export death and terror around the world. I mean, like, Iran, Contra, Fast and Furious. Barack Obama single-handedly brought back the transatlantic slave trade all by himself. Pirates were a fading problem thanks to Obama pumping the world and, you know, various, you know, armed cartels. Same thing with George Bush, too, in all honesty, with firearms in the hopes that they'd leave us alone because we gave them fun toys, and they didn't. The pirating industry exploded. Like, half the reason Jamaica's the way it is has to do with Bill Clinton, George Bush, and Obama. And Bill Clinton, like, that's Haiti. That's it. Bill Clinton, Diddy, and yeah, Bill Clinton, Diddy, and Hillary Clinton, and Epstein. That's all Haiti right there, dog. I'm just saying, like, you know, like, yeah, the U.S. is a pretty decent exporter of death and terror around the world. I will agree with you there. Especially when we consider how many times we prop up, like, proxy countries. Like, war countries we misuse and abuse, force them to do our will so they can fight wars that we instigated, but we don't have to send troops there to die. We can just send some random dude in Jordan to go fight some dude in Israel. I don't approve, but, you know, it's fucked up. We do it, and that's a fair point, but that's just didn't think that far through ahead of it. I almost guarantee it. Quote, amid mass protests and public calls for the end of support of Israel, the entertainment industry has largely been silent and, in some cases, even supportive of Israel's genocide. This cannot stand. And people deserve to be confronted with the horrors of our nation's funds and supports. I stand with the movement for Palestinian liberation. And at the end of the apartheid state of Israel. At least you agree it's a state. There's at least an agreement cement on the map, so by most of your own camp's logic, you fall into the Zionist program because you just recognized Israel. Even if you call it an apartheid, it's still, like, a level of recognition that falls in the same, like, ignorant left thinking as saying, like, well, you're white passing. I don't care what you actually are, but you're passing. So, no. It's like the same lowball type. Moving on. Moving to Palestinian liberation at the end of the apartheid state of Israel as we know it. free Palestine, end the occupation, end the settlements, and end the U.S. imperialism. Again, yeah, I'm fine. End U.S.'s dick being in everybody else's fucking business and have America quit being the world police. I'm on board with that. And it's not, like, it's not much people are like, oh, well, you want us to be isolationist? No, we would still, like, do market trade and shit with other countries. We'd have, you know, tons of shit going on with other countries. Like, isolationist would mean, like, zero contact. There's nothing isolationist about being anti-war and anti-military expansion. I don't... You know, like, if we were, like, 1,000 years ago, or maybe 200 years ago, there could be an argument for it. Because, you know, troops abroad, protect your borders at home was an old thought process. But now in the modern era, that's not really, you know, a thing. So I'm just kind of like... Not how any of this works anymore, right? And then over the last, like, what, 100 years? About 100 years, yeah? Since Israel was reestablished, I guess. By the way, how many times has Israel been there? Israel's there, Jerusalem, conquered, comes back, conquered, comes back. You know, Muslims take over, Jews take over, just some medium for a minute, more war. This is a long-standing issue that's been going on for quite a while. I mean, my answer doesn't make anybody happy. I would just turn... I would kick everybody out and turn into, a heritage site. But no one would be happy with me there. However, you know, it's just... There's a lot of countries that were here 100 years ago that aren't here anymore. I don't know. Like, all of the Ottoman Empire comes to mind. Some of the large chunks of the Roman Empire were still around 100 years ago, roughly, because right around beginning of World War I to the beginning of World War II, there were still chunks of, like, the massive Roman Empire. Like, the Vatican technically is still part of the Roman Empire. It's what's left of it, kind of. It's kind of like England's what's left of, like, the English Empire. But it's stupid. I'm kind of floored by it. But, you know, whatever. Stick your neck out. Fuck around for a country that does not know you existed or did what you did for it. And makes no fucking difference. But, yeah, take all the pride in the world for it. I mean, at the end of the day, you did confront somebody that most people wouldn't confront. And I've been around it. You know, I know people who I've taken to political events with me. Who have talked hot shit about people. And then when that politician or that celebrity or that influencer comes around... They shut the fuck up, smile for the photo to get the autograph. And me, I've turned down autographs. I've turned down photos of people I don't like. Like, I'm good, man. I don't watch your content. Nah, I don't. I'm just here working, man. Or, I'm just a camera dog. I'm here filming my own stuff. I ain't trying to be like that. It's because, like, if I don't fuck with you, I don't fuck with you. That's pretty straightforward. I only need to put a front up for it. But a lot of people will. You know, so to this chick's credit, she saw Alec Baldwin and said, I'm going to give this guy some shit. I don't condone people being harassed like that in public and whatnot, but you have the right to yell at somebody, I guess. Moving on. Newsweek has contacted representatives of Baldwin and Maman via email for comment. My apologies. In the footage that had previously been shared on social media by Barney, Baldwin was seen being confronted about the death of Helena Hutchins. Yeah, I had heard a bunch of shit and some reports that talked about her being Jewish, or she had been mentioned as Jewish offhandedly in a handful of reports. Perhaps I'm wrong about that detail, but I'm pretty sure she was Jewish. But, you know, I only brought that up as a fucking point. Like, well, if you're all about, like, pro-Palestine and anti-Jew, like, is Alec Baldwin really the target you're going after? Just saying, it's like, you know, being, like, anti-Zelensky. Zelensky has sent a lot of Jews to die for Ukraine. I'm just, you know... I imagine that's why you cheered him on, right? Because he's just sending young people to, like, be butchered for no reason. That whole thing's a fucking mess. We just really need to get America's dick out of global affairs. That had nothing to do with us. And half of the global, like, wars going on are because we've pushed and prodded and soft or hard influenced so many of these countries and provoked them into conflict. And it was like, the worst part is you got so many administrations before us, right? So many presidents and politicians and bureaucrats and unelected officials who were running the government before we got here. And they set up all these proxy wars and shit. And then by the time, you know, the ball had been passed down a few times, it eventually got to somebody who was like, why are we doing this? I don't know, but we're doing it, so just keep doing it. We've been doing it. Why stop? So now it's like this aimless zombification type of an empire spreading globally, and you're seeing that right now. You're seeing the stagnation that spread too thin, and it's so fucking lethargic. Meanwhile, you know, under Trump, it was all getting tightened up. America was closing down some embassies, moving some embassies, bringing troops home, selling off assets abroad, bringing American assets back home. And we weren't as spread out globally as we were, but the military was almost at its strongest it had been in about, some stupid shit like 80 years or some shit? Like some crazy, like we hadn't been this prepared since the 50s or the 60s. It was the most prepared military of its time. Some stupid shit like that. Like the most prepared it has been in at least I think it was 15 years, bare minimum. Fact check me on that one. Not really the point of this episode, but you get the idea. When you tighten it up and you shave off the fat and you run a smaller, tighter operations that's well-rounded and well, you know, stacked, you're fine. You spread out way too wide of an area with too little people to fill out that area. Doc, you're not going to do shit other than just take up space. In the footage, I previously, Elena Hutchins, Baldwin had maintained that he had unknowingly held a loaded gun on the set of Rust, a film which he starred and served as a producer. The gun discharged on the Western set near Santa Fe, New Mexico on October 21st, 2021. Wow, it's going on 3 years. Hutchins, 42, was killed. And writer-director Joel Souza was injured. Baldwin has denied pulling the trigger. However, the star has been charged with involuntary manslaughter and is awaiting trial currently scheduled for July last week. Rust Armor, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, received an 18-month prison sentence after being found guilty of involuntary manslaughter over the shooting. Quote, why did you kill that lady? You killed that lady, and you got no jail time, Barney said. God, it's funny. Just picturing a big purple dinosaur harassing him, and this bitch is probably the shape and size of a large purple dinosaur. Shaped like them dino nuggies. Here's the thing, right? Yeah, you had to pull the trigger. You know, of course, court, innocent until proven guilty, all that. Alec Baldwin had live ammunition in his pockets, like on his fucking person. What?
I don't know how they got live ammunition on set.
You must have brought it with you because no one else knew it was there. And there were, certain boxes that were live ammunition that were there next to, flash ammunition, but they were all labeled and shit. And also, Alec Baldwin wanted to, this is all well documented. Alec Baldwin wanted to take selfies with the fucking, it's not a prop, it was a real gun, you know? There's a real gun, and then there's a gun that's meant to look like a real gun that's a prop. Even if you're using a real gun as a prop, it's still a real gun, unless you put a cap on it or you pull out the firing mechanisms. It's a firearm. Oof. Moving on. Baldwin has denied pulling the trigger, however, after being found guilty of involuntary manslaughter over the shooting, quote, why'd you kill that lady? Barney said, no jail time, Alec. You're putting innocent people in jail, Alec. Alec Baldwin, I have to admit, I kind of agree with that statement, quote, you're a fucking criminal, Barney said to the staff member. Again, she sounds like somebody who would have confronted OJ back in the day. Back in, the late 90s. Hey, OJ! On some Perez Hilton type shit. Moving on. But yeah, think about this. This is the same type of shit Perez Hilton was doing, just not political. Actually, some of it was political with Bush towards the end of Perez Hilton's career. You know who Perez Hilton is? Don't worry. But to the older people who know who Perez Hilton is, right? Perez Hilton's the same shit, just with, a BlackBerry camera. So it was much lower quality. Moving on. Barney said to the staff member, oh, what? Oh, I don't think she'll let everyone think she'll let that at Alec, but all right. A staff member who earlier unsuccessfully attempted to usher her out of the store, quote, come on, Alec, just say free Palestine one time, please, and I'll leave you alone. The person continued, free Palestine, fuck Israel, fuck Zionism, say it one time. Hit me with the one time. Ah, ah, Him with the tutu. That way off key, but whatever. As the second long footage drew to a close. At the seconds the long footage drew to a close, Baldwin said, "Could you do me a quick favor?" Then the actor then appeared to shove the camera away as the clip cut, according to the representative of Barney. Baldwin then locked her out of the cafe. Alright, so according to the representative of Barney, alright. Alright, so the lawyers are saying it was Alec. Alright. If you say so. Footage of the confrontation was shared on X, formerly Twitter. Because, yeah, we know. Technically still Twitter. Barney added the caption, quote, "White devil, Alec Baldwin attacked me while I was trying to get coffee." The fact check on here is great. We'll get to that in a minute. The post was fact-checked by, Israel Hamas been at war, Gaza. Alright, we can just hop over here then. You might have the rest of it. You can pull the article. Hop over here to X. We're gonna watch this clip and, just fucking enjoy it, you know? Is it recording? Yes, it is.
Alec, can you please stay free past that one time? Why did you kill that lady? You killed that lady and got no jail time? No jail time, Alec? No jail time, Alec? You're putting innocent people in jail, Alec Baldwin. I'm so sorry. Free Palestine, Alec, just one time, and I'll leave you alone.
It was that side eye there. First off, I feel bad for that employee who's just trying to, like, keep the gap between him. If Alec's smart, he was trying to call his lawyer right there.
Look at this eye right here. And I'll leave you alone. I swear.
Good shit.
Just say free Palestine one time. One time, Alec. You know he's a criminal. You know he's a fucking criminal.
What the fuck is he supposed to do? That's as, like, disassociated as when Gavin Newsom yelled at that barista for not trying to stop an armed robbery that was happening. They didn't take $2,000, asshole. There's no crime committed, according to you. You literally said you passed fucking regulations and shit. It's crazy. Like, my brain's like, they didn't do that. They did. In California, they made so there was a no bond in-out policy for misdemeanors. And then you made theft of under $2,000 a misdemeanor. Meanwhile, you stripped the police of so much funding and their ability to use, firearms and tasers and shit, that cops just aren't going to show up. And then the governor, who passed all those policies and advocated for them on a national stage, yelled at a fucking, 18-year-old Starbucks barista because she didn't stop an armed man robbing the place. Now Baldwin's yelling at this fucking mask. This dude's wearing a mask in 2024. You think this goofy fucking Fruit Loop is gonna fucking do anything to help you? He's terrified. He's still so fucking scared he's wearing a mask in 2024. You think that pussy's gonna do anything for you, Alec? No. Why would he? He's stuck between you with all your wealth and your money. I don't care about your wealth or your money. Congratulations on all of it. But he's looking at you like a legal threat. And he's looking at her like, oh man, if I do anything to stop this stunning and brave Quain, this brave Shaquana, my ass is gonna be in the 11 o'clock news and fired by tomorrow. So he's just trying to back up. He tried to get in there and not touch anybody. Just be like, can we go? Can you leave, please? But now it's like, can you do something? Can you fucking get... Man, at least to her credit, she's at least not asking him to do anything. She's just yelling at Alec Baldwin. I can't believe Alec Baldwin actually asked this poor kid to do anything for him.
Come on, Alec. Just say free Palestine one time. One time. Just one time. Please. And I'll leave you alone. Free Palestine. Fuck Israel. Fuck Zionism. Please say it. One time.
What did you hear that?
One time. You can give me one quick
favor? Alec, can you... that's great. And look at the caption here. Viewed 12.6 million... 12.6 million fucking views. That's crazy. Right here, the readers added context. They thought people might want to know. This person filming, the person filming this video was not, quote, trying to get coffee. They repeatedly and viciously harassed Alec Baldwin and refused to leave the establishment when asked by the staff. There is also no evidence that they were attacked. Yep. Man, community notes is a wonderful fucking thing. No, that's kind of it. The other article I pulled up here is just for fun. Alec... Yeah, 12.6 million views. And published the same day as this article, right? Just a little bit after this article was published, right? Right over here. Alec Baldwin's clash with Free Palestine protesters viewed 3 million times. Super viral. Now, why do I bring that up? The sentiment going around the internet right now is people actually feel bad for Alec Baldwin. Like, you made people feel bad for Alec Baldwin, and this kind of behavior went everywhere. And when you go to the post here, it's people just shitting on him. I would have helped him, not you. And here you are commenting on my post. Who are you again? Someone whose comment is getting way more interaction than yours, bitch. You're getting ratioed on your own post. You deserve that. Again, ratioed. Like, fucking crazy. Here, I'm afraid I do much more to you than Alec Baldwin in response here. White, the white devil's mad because they being held accountable. I'm just gonna assume you're not calling Jews white for my sanity. And move on. Frick bro, quote, I have a feeling his representative secretly paid you to make him look human again. I couldn't stand him, and now I feel sorry for him. Damn you, crackhead. I feel sorry for the people following you. Yeah. And people are just clowning on him. Right here. Alec Baldwin defends himself when attacked by a deranged person while trying to get a cup of coffee. Ain't that about the truth? Riva Fryer. Oh, Dom. Look, Dom Luce. I don't like you because you got me feeling bad for this nigga. I know. When I watch a video, I'm like, damn, I really do feel bad for Alec Baldwin, but damn. Damn, dog. You fucked up so bad, you got Dom Luce calling Alec Baldwin a nigga. Ooh. My timeline. Paul. What does Paul say? You were harassing him while he was trying to get coffee. You're not an activist. You're a narcissist. Viva Fry, my favorite Canadian attorney. Quote, sorry. If you end up making Alec Baldwin look good by comparison, you are doing something wrong. Congratulations on doing something wrong. I don't mean like that guy, but totally support his actions here by Christy. Don't make me like him by Educated Hillbilly. You get the idea. And it's just going on and on and on of people just shitting on this chick. And you can go scroll through her news feed and all that stuff. Crack official Twitter of Crackhead Barney and Friends. Watch on Instagram hosted by Crackhead Barney and produced by the Crackhead Barney. Oh my God. Oh, wait a minute, that's her? She's the chick in the mask? I had no idea. Go watch some of my live streams, this bitch has been in my videos before. Wow, okay, interesting. Now she's just out here, Zionist asking crackhead. Yeah, she's just out here sharing people, rage tweeting, rage posting. That being said, I'm just going to wrap this up here because there ain't a whole lot more to talk about. It's just a funny episode, and I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.